This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have some folks from the CMU International Film Festival, which is happening March 16th through April 2nd. It starts this Thursday with the French film Full Time at 7 p.m. Director Yolanda Lyon, Executive Assistant Su-Wang Kundling, Treasurer Isaac Fisher, PR and Logistics Coordinator Miri Lederman-Bray, and Regis Curtis, their programming intern. Here is the interview we had.
Could y'all talk a bit about more this film and why you chose to start this festival with that film?
When we were looking at all the films that we've collected for the festival, we were trying to find one that really showcased the many different ways that change can happen in one's life and not try to say that only one type of change is the kind that we want to show audiences. And with Full Time, we really see a range from very minute changes, a day-to-day activity, maybe you missed your bus, maybe your schedule just changed, to massive changes such as strikes and massive business events that are affecting things, not just in your life, but in everyone else's. And I think Full Time in showing that range really allows us to speak to audiences about what change actually means and how change can manifest in very minute ways, as well as in very large ways.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about change, and that's because your theme is faces of change. How did you all come up with that theme, and how do the films in this festival reflect that?
I can go off on that, because last year our theme was faces behind the mask. So we were just coming out of, we're still during COVID and coming out of like the mask mandate and all that stuff. And now that we're back in 2023, I think things are a lot more different in terms of we're a bit more settled in, but we're still fresh. And that's why I wanted to sort of embrace the word change, because definitely changed in terms of the pandemic, in terms of just everything going on in current events. So that's why the theme is Faces of Change.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And all the films that you've picked are kind of revolving around change. I mean, you talked about the French film and how it's everything from minute changes in your daily life to big changes. And then that's kind of something you play off of. You've got like documentaries, dramas, short films, long films, all sorts of type of films. How did y'all go about curating this list of films?
So Yolanda here. The first step for us is to preview films that are new, brand new. Which are screened only at the major festivals in the world. And after 16 years of working with the world-class distributors, the distributors are coming to us now offering the best of the best, the films who are still traveling from festival to festival. And this is very unusual for Pittsburgh to have like brand new films and very interesting in an artistic way. So after previewing about 100 films per year, we decide to select maybe 20. And then we vote as a team on what final selection should look like.
Wow. Wow. 100 films. That's a lot of films to watch. Do you do that in a year, roughly?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you can spread it out a little bit more. I was like, 100 films and like cramming it all together would be a lot. And that's
yeah.
No, good.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Isaac.
Isaac here. Part of the power, superpower of our director is that she doesn't sleep. So there's so many films to watch. You know, it takes a superpower like that.
It does indeed.
When my daughter's friends ask them, what is your mom doing? What is her occupation? They all answer, she's just watching films. What a great job.
What a great job indeed. Ah. And speaking of all the films, you picked about what you said 20. What are some of the films in this festival? I know there's such a broad range, but can you just talk about each of the little ones? Give us a little snippet.
I think this is Regis here. I think one of the ones that, and we even have showcased it, is Joyland. It's a Pakistani film, and it goes over a like trans love story and with a man falling in love with a trans woman. And it really showcases, you know, ways in which change is happening with these issues, with LGBTQ issues, not just in America or in Europe, but around the world, and really engaging with, you know, how gender, sexuality, and all of that is happening in Pakistan. And it's a really beautiful film as well. There's a lot of things about dance and really culturally rich events that are going on in the film. And we actually bring some of those events to the festival. Like, we're having a dance event happening when we show it as well. So it's fabulous. Oh,
that's exciting. That's exciting. Are there other events that happen around these films? I know you said there's like a dance that goes with this film. Are you kind of trying to pair things that are live? Yeah.
Yes, Isaac, I can speak to that. So in addition to some of the accompanying dances, we do two special things at the festival. One, we feed people who attend, and it's usually really good catering from restaurants and other local businesses that are in cultural alignment with the screening show. So for example, we've got a film coming up on Sunday called Mediterranean Fever, and that will be catered by Alibaba. Secondly, we do workshops. Can you guys hear me well, or? I don't know if it's choppy. Okay. Secondly, we do workshops as well. And we have two filmmakers coming in, Sharbanu Sadat and Zia Mohajer Jasbi. Both of those directors, Zia Mohajer Jasbi and Sharbanu Sadat, will be giving weekend workshops as well. So we're excited for it.
That's very exciting. I love food, so, and I'm sure everybody does. So that will be awesome. You can smell the smells as you're eating and watching cultural films. Very, very cool. You for also us, have, oh, yeah, go ahead.
For us, securing the film is just the first step regarding creating the festival. Each film is just a start in order to create a full event. Of course, the film is the major component, but we create around that film. For example, that Isaac emphasized, filmmakers who come here either in person or discuss the film with the audience after as a Q&A session after the film. We have performances. Each film is also, the discussion of each film is moderated by a professor or a community member for whom the issue is familiar. And then, as Isaac also emphasized, that they are receptions, and the receptions are usually from the serving the food that is the from the country that the film is from. So it's really a full event, not just a film screening. And I remember a story that a couple of years ago, we didn't have moderator, we didn't have discussion, just we screened the film. And what happened, the audience was leaving the auditorium asking me, where's the discussion? Where's the food? I said, no, for this film, we don't have any. And what happened, the audience, actually the people, gather in the hallway and they begin discussing the film.
Oh, wow.
This kind of films are need discussion. The films which don't really have answers, they ask questions, and that's what we want. So there is a lot to discuss regarding the film or the problem, the issue raised in the film.
Yeah, and there's a lot of issues raised in all of the films, wide variety, which is great and great for discussion as well. Jolanta, I know that what was your history with the Pittsburgh International Film Festival or the CMU International Film Festival? How long have you been with this organization?
That this year is my 17th year, but I came here from Poland as a visiting professor to teach language and film at the University of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that for 3 years as a scholar of Kościuszko Foundation. And part of my job also that I created for myself was to create a Polish film festival called Through Polish Eyes. And that was my first festival I created, and it was in conjunction with Carnegie Museum of Art. That the program was at the time curated by Bill Judson, who actually said that that was the best event in his entire career. So I thought maybe that should be my path. I have some background in teaching film at the Polish Film School. And I knew, you know, filmmakers from Poland and actors. And so that world was very familiar to me. And when my stipend ended, I just created that concept, the international, first European Film Festival, and then International Film Festival for Carnegie Mellon University. And that became a project of the Humanities Center at Carnegie Mellon, which is umbrella over all humanities at Dietrich College. So that was a start. And the first edition of the festival in 2006, Faces of Democracy, was actually a part of a class. That was a class I taught called International Film Festival class. But it turned out that the project was really too big, too complicated that the students from the class could manage. So I decided to restructure the festival by hiring interns. And also we have a small class as a course that we accept about 4 or 5 people, but basically students and interns are coming from Carnegie Mellon, from the MEM and MEM program, which is Master Entertainment Industry Management and Master Art Management. So it's really the experience at the festival corresponds with their future jobs. So we have undergrad, we have grad students, and also, as I said, offering the internship to University of Pittsburgh, La Roche University, before also Point Park. And I don't know, I think I've been working with everyone in the city at this point. So I interview students, usually it's also like about 70 people that apply for internship. And this year it's really special. It was never that crowded. We have 30 plus interns. So to manage that group, it's not an easy job. So some of the students who are grad students or who work on the festival in the previous year, they become leaders of our committees, programming committee, promotion, fundraiser, design. So they manage themselves. I just watch.
Wow, that's amazing. Such an amazing story to go from such a small idea to what it is today. I mean, it's huge now. And that's amazing. Hi, Miri.
Hello.
So we've just been talking about the film festival, and I did want to bring up one thing because this is kind of cool to me, at least, because I'm a little bit of a film buff myself, not to toot my own horn at all. You guys are hosting a short film competition open to all college students. How does this competition work?
I had the opportunity to work closely with the short film competition team, and it's a really exciting opportunity that we have. And to clarify, this is actually open to all amateur filmmakers in the region. If you can make it to our kickoff event, you can participate. The way that we're doing this year's film competition is there's a 5-day challenge to make a 5-minute short. And so we will be partnering with the Frank Ratchie Studio for Creative Inquiry, where we will have a fun kickoff event, a mixer where you can meet different filmmakers, maybe find a team to work with, or if you already have your own team, just make new friends in the filmmaking community. And then we will, jump into the 5 days of making and finish with the screening event on March 31st. When it comes to con science is a theme, we have to give credit to Rui Wang, one of the organizers of the event. She took the word conscience, right, which is really kind of the essence of our spirit, and found the merging of the humanities and the science within that. And that's really where we go with that theme of conscious or conscience, is how can we merge the parts of us that stay human with this ever-changing, very heavily technology-driven world that we live in.
Not every short film competition in the city offers financial awards, and we do. 1,000, 750, and 500, if I'm correct. And the awards are sponsored by different organizations and departments.
That's amazing. That's great. We love cash awards. They're very good motivators. Does anybody have a favorite film from this festival?
I have to give credit to the opening film Full Time. I was one of the people really pushing for it to be the opening film. It's one of my favorites. That, along with Blind Willow Sleeping Woman, which is happening later in the festival. It is a French film that is based off of Japanese short stories, and it is really abstract, experimental in some ways, and it's really beautiful, and I think provokes a lot of questions that will lead to really rich discussion.
I was going to say Joyland, which we're showing this upcoming Saturday night. It was Pakistan's entry for the Oscars this year, and it just won the Independent Spirit Award for Best International Film. It's really incredible just on a visual level. It's about identity, it's about family. And I think that everyone who comes is going to have something to like take from it.
We had also had the two Polish films, one feature narrative, Woman on the Roof, that will be screened on March 24 in Harris Theater at 7:30, and the closing night film, The Balcony, called The Balcony Movie. And this is really very interesting documentary where the filmmaker is having a camera in his apartment at the balcony, and he stops the people who are passing by and asking about how life is. And I think the audience would like to hear the responses, and maybe we can continue that by having camera and asking similar questions to our audience. What do you think? And I would like to also say Full Time, which will be screened on this Thursday at McConaughey Auditorium at 7 o'clock, and we have a special opening night gala with opening remarks, where the 30 interns will greet the audience from the on the stage, and maybe we'll be greeting in different languages. And then the film full time is about a woman with two children who works basically nonstop. And the film with the music and the dramatic aspects becomes to me a thriller. And I really identify with the character because I feel I work three full-time jobs.
Yeah, and so that film is Thursday at 7, and that'll be the kickoff for that event, and the, very exciting.
And the reception will be catered by, I think, my favorite French bakery, La Guermardine. The filmmaker, Eric Gravel, will be joining us from France for a Q&A session moderated by Dana Ock, the University of Pittsburgh professor at film and media. And Eric Gravel is really brave because it will be 3:30 a.m. in France.
Oof, wow. He can hold a conversation at that hour. That's impressive. Well, that'll be very exciting. Is there anything else anybody would like to discuss? Bring up one last
time. I would like to invite people, organizations, individuals for sponsoring the festival. And becoming a sponsor, it also means to become part of the festival. And I think it's worth, the film is considered to be the best film festival in the world run by students. Students who have classes every day, and the work actually is happening at night and between classes, and sometimes if the class is not interesting, during classes.
Yeah, Emily, I would echo that these days, as we're getting close to the festival, a film like Full Time couldn't feel more fitting. You know, a lot of us have been putting in full time and overtime hours going into this. The one thing I'd like to share is just an invitation to the community. It's a really amazing screening that we have put together this year. And the students and all of us put a lot of effort in. We have wonderful, amazing filmmakers coming to Pittsburgh. What's more to like? And the tickets are cheap, and we'll feed you.
The students are still full-time students. Again, full-time students, and they actually work together in a way that I've never actually seen before regarding other organizations. They are professionals. They understand that each of us is a part of it. And if one will fail, then certain component will fail. So I feel like we become a family, or maybe making the festival, creating the festival is like making a film. Where the actors are here, 30 interns, and each of actor brings a certain skill. That's amazing. We really don't have regular staff, and that project like that is organized by full-time students.
Yeah. It's incredible. You guys have done an amazing job. It's going to be such a great festival. I'm very much looking forward to it. I know everybody else is. March 16th through April 2nd. It starts this Thursday. And the theme is Faces of Change. Everybody, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, Emily.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.